In Asian trading today, a barrel of oil costs somewhere around $136. There is no doubt that fuel prices are a critical component of what's happening in the economy these days.
But the question is, has it changed the debate?
Has
these prices changed the debate about what to do?
President Bush, well, for him it has, because he's calling for long-standing bans on offshore drilling for oil and gas in the U.S. to be lifted, something that he's actually been pushing for some time. But here is another opening to do that in response to these skyrocketing fuel prices. A ban lift would affect many southern coastal states. In Florida, there's been a raging debate for years. And this week, Governor Charlie Crist, once opposed to drilling off of Florida beaches, announced he's now for it, applauding presumed Republican presidential nominee John McCain's efforts to lift the ban. But McCain is already walking a tightrope with many in Florida by opposing federal funding for the Everglades and hurricane insurance benefits. Mary Ellen Kloss, what's going on there?
Well, hello. McCain is kind of putting himself in a risky position. Florida, as you know, is a pretty large battleground state for the presidential race, and he's not doing something that's been very popular when it comes to his oil drilling suggestion.
Mary Ellen Kloss is the Capitol Bureau Chief for the Miami Herald, and Florida being a pretty large election state, is putting it mildly, don't you think? It's a critical state.
Right.
And how is that going over in Florida, the notion of offshore drilling?
Well, it's interesting. Several members of the Republican congressional delegation, especially those who are representing coastal communities, have said they disagree with McCain. They want to, you know, continue to enforce a ban and make sure that there isn't any oil drilling anywhere near. Florida's, you know, relies on tourism. We rely on coastal development, and people are very concerned that the ripple effect of even the suggestion of putting oil rigs within view could have a really detrimental effect. So there's some Republican congressmen, there are some state Republican leaders who've come out and said, we're not going to support this, and if we do, if there's any chance that we're going to be drilling off Florida's coast, we're going to have to study it. It's going to be a long time. So some have actually suggested that this whole notion of drilling is really a false promise, because there's no correlation between lowering the price we have today with drilling, which won't happen for potentially a decade, if not more.
That is, the oil question is interesting, because there are many forecasts that say even if the drilling began today, right, it would take up to 20 years or more to yield any results at all. So what do you think is at the heart of Crist coming out and supporting it and McCain calling for it?
That's a good question. I think I believe that there's a lot of people who associate the Republican Party with the party that's been very supportive of the oil companies, and they're doing this now to show that, well, we are going to help, we're going to help the pocketbook of the average taxpayer. There is a melting, I think, of the opposition in many parts of the country. Recent polls have shown that people are willing to support oil drilling with gas at $4 a gallon. There haven't been any polls in Florida yet, and there are some people that suggest that Floridians are willing to see some oil drilling, but I think that it's a really divided question. Yeah.
Mary Ellen Kloss, Capitol Bureau Chief for the Miami Herald, thank you so much.
Sure. Well,
she's on the front lines of that debate, but it's an indication of President Bush's language yesterday about how aggressively they're going to push this argument. He wasn't just talking about pocketbook prices. He was talking about jobs, and that would bear directly on Floridians, because they'd be working on some of those offshore rigs.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.